那万达，不知那万达，不知那万达，不知那万达，不知那万达，不知那万达，不知那万达。那么。
I'd like to begin by sharing with you a quote from the writings of Shinran Shonin. For those of you who have spent some time in our social hall, you may notice that there are two large kanji Chinese characters written on a large poster just as you go into the kitchen area from the social hall. Those Chinese characters are the words annon. An is peace, and non means on means tranquility, and this expression is referring to this passage in the writings of Shinran Shonin, which was written over 700 years ago and over 750 years ago, and yet I believe is deeply relevant to our lives today. あの新蘭商人の言葉が、あのこう、安穏という言葉が、あの、ソーシャルハウスの入り口のところに、あの、書いてあるんですけど、これは新蘭商人の、あ、今から拝読する言葉の、あの、一部でございます。Invite you to join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。May there be peace in the world, and may the Buddha's teaching spread. 世の中安穏なれ。仏法広まれとナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダ。Good morning once again, and I welcome you to our very special service in which we are observing our gratitude for previous bishops of the Buddhist Churches of America who passed over to the other shore. And on this occasion, we have a wonderful opportunity to present a letter of recognition from the current bishop, Bishop Kodo Umezu, for Mrs. Chiyoko Fukumoto, one of our precious centenarian members of our Sangha. で今日はあの総長記という、まあ、歴代総長をあの忍ぶ法要でございますし、あのうちの、あの100歳を迎えたあのご門徒さんの音頭部の一名の千代子福本のお祝い状、今の原役の梅津高堂総長からあの授与することがございます。So as I was reflecting on today's service and thinking back over the past 100 years that Mrs. Fukumoto has lived and all the experiences she must have had, all the wonderful things she must have seen, and perhaps some difficult times that she's been able to overcome and manage to live a wonderful life up to the present day. And I was particularly inspired as I did some reading about the bishop of the Buddhist Churches of America at the time that Mrs. Fukumoto was born and growing up here in the United States and also in Japan. そして、あの、まあ、100年前の総長、仏教の開教の総長のことを、あの、まあ、福本さんが生まれた時とか、まあ、青年時代の総長を、ちょっと、まあ、いろいろちょっと研究してみまして、あの、ちょうど、福本さんが生まれた時の総長は、非常にありがたい方でございました。Bishop, Koyu Uchida, Koyu Uchida previously was called the Kantoku, the director of the Buddhist mission in North America. まあ以前はあの、まあ、北米海教区の監督と言われる、まあ、内田光雄総長ですね。And he served from 1905 until 1923. This was before the era of term limits on bishops. そして、まあ、その時代は1905年から1923年まで、あの総長を務めになったことですね。This was a very crucial time in the period of relationships between the relationship between the United States and Japan. まあ、日本とアメリカの関係の非常に重要な時代ですね。In 1904, Japan was fighting the Russo-Japanese War and emerged victorious. And after Japan defeated Russia in a war, people really started to take Japan seriously as a world power. で、まあ、日本が日露戦争、1904年の時に日露戦争をロシアと戦争して、そして勝って、それから日本が非常に強い国だとみんなが思われるようになりました。
So as Japan was appearing more and more powerful, it was beginning to exert its influence and trying to stand shoulder to shoulder with countries like Germany, England, France, countries that were having colonies and power in East Asia, and also the United States.
そして、まあ、日本は、ロシアとかドイツ、フランス、イギリス、そしてアメリカと、なんか、肩並んで、力強い国として、そういう、まあ、貿易とか、いろいろ目指しているところでした。
So as Japan was becoming more and more powerful,People were beginning to get a little concerned about Japan's intentions, and they were beginning to try to understand what Japan was all about and what sort of country and leadership and values the country of Japan had.
So, みんなが日本はどういう国、どういう価値観を持ってる、どういうふうなリーダーがいるかといろいろ研究しようと、まあ調べようとしてるんですね。
At the same time, there were many people coming from Japan into this country. This time of Bishop Uchida's service as Socho was also the time that the San Mateo Buddhist Temple was founded. And I would say many, many of the oldest Buddhist temples here in the United States were founded during this period of Bishop Socho's, Bishop Uchida's leadership.So the Buddhist churches of America was growing, and people were recognizing that this was a growing Japanese community and Japanese religious organization here in the United States. And people started to wonder, what is Japanese religion all about?
そしてこの北米海教区がちょうど内田総長の時代にどんどん大きくなって、日本の仏教がこの国に広まって、みんながじゃあ日本の仏教はどういうこと、日本の宗教はどういうことですね。
So people, they got some books written English about Japanese religions, and they started to ask people who'd spent time in Japan about Japanese religions, and they started hearing different things about Japanese religion. They started hearing about a certain religion called Shinto that encouraged people to have reverence for the Emperor of Japan.
そしてみんなが日本の当時の宗教研究したら、神道という宗教があると気づいて。そして当時の神道は、こういう天皇陛下を、まあ、拝む宗教だと思われていましたね。
And people began to associate this reverence for the emperor with Japan becoming a stronger country. And they begin to wonder, will the people of Japan, do they all...Follow the emperor? Even though Japanese people living here, will they do what the emperor says?
そして、そういう当時のアメリカでは、じゃあ日本人はみんな日本の天皇陛下に尊敬して、その天皇陛下に従うかなと、みんな、心配が出てきました。
They began to wonder, does every Japanese religious organization teach that people should follow the emperor?
そして全ての宗教、日本の宗教が天皇に従わないといかないということをおっしゃってるんですかね。
And so people began to write articles in newspapers. And some of these articles were badly misinformed. Of course, that doesn't happen today, right? We don't have any newspaper articles that are based on bad information or mistaken understandings.
Right? まあ当時に、まあ新聞の記者がもう間違った情報に。基づいて、まあ、記事を書く。
There was one particular article that was written by a senator by the name of Senator Phelan, who specifically targeted this group of Buddhist temples, saying that these people are encouraging emperor worship, and they've got all these temples, they're spreading like wildfire, trying to make people afraid of Japanese Buddhists.
そして一人の上海議員のフェイレン上海議員の方がフェイレンさんがこういう仏教会がたくさん普及して そして天皇陛下の、拝むことをやってるなと、間違って書いたんですね。
And so it's very interesting. There were, at this time, they were having meetings. Meetings of, there was a House committee, a committee of the United States House of Representatives that was making decisions about immigration. They were deciding immigration laws.
そして、当時は、その参加議員のところで、アメリカのところで、こういう、移民のことについての、団体が、議員の集まりがあったんですね。
And they were particularly wondering about immigrants from Japan.
そして日本から来る移民について、特に、注意が集まってたんですね。
Because Japan was becoming a more and more powerful country. More and more Japanese people were coming into this country.And people were beginning to wonder, what are their intentions?
そして日本が強くとなりつつに、日本の移民が増えてきて、みんながこの日本の移民は一体どういう人たちだとかと、いろんな疑問が余ってきたんですね。
In the years that would follow, in 1924, there was an immigration act that was passed that severely restricted immigration from most countries outside of Northern Europe and the Western Hemisphere, so Italians and Irish and all kinds of different people were targets of discrimination. Southern Europeans, people from the Baltic countries, but it was particularly targeted towards Japanese immigrants and trying to limit the rights and the abilities of Japanese immigrants to immigrate into this country. And that, for many decades, effectively cut off immigration from Asia following that in many ways.
そして、1924年に、こういう、結果、閉鎖的な法律ができて、南ヨーロッパとか、北ヨーロッパと、こういう、東半球以外の西半球以外の人たちが結構差別されてアメリカに入ることができなくなったんですね。
So in the build up to that, they were gathering and they were talking and they were trying to decide and come to some conclusions. And at that time, Bishop Uchida, he took a stand and he said, there are many mistaken things being said about Buddhism and being said about our Buddhist community. And he decided to write a letter.To this committee, and it was sent and it was read and presented at this gathering in Sacramento of the House of Representatives.
そしてサクラメントに集まってた議員にこういう内田総長が手紙を書いて出したんですね。
And what he wrote is very interesting and very meaningful to us. So I'd like to share just a couple of passages from this letter with you.
非常に有意義な手紙を書いたので、それを皆さんに、全部じゃないんですけど、一部を紹介したいですね。
So, he begins by saying, Gentlemen, we of the Buddhist churches of North America respectfully beg to call your attention to the statement of Senator Phelan to the effect that our Buddhist churches encouraged and advocated emperor worship. So that's what this senator had written.Saying that we were worshiping the emperor here at our temples.
そしてこのフェイレン の上会議員が間違ってこういう仏教界では天皇陛下の拝むことをやってるんだと。
And he says, as reported in the San Francisco Examiner of July 13th. So he points to the specific article.
結構いう間違った記事があるんですね。日にち7月の13日に書いたと。
And then he goes on to talk about what the Buddhist Churches of America was founded for.
じゃあなぜこういう北米会教区が始まったんだと言うんですね。
This is a wonderful statement from almost 100 years ago about what our tradition is about.
北米会教区は一体どういうところだと、どういうものだとこういうふうに100年前に書いたんですね。ほぼ100年前ですね。
When the Buddhist Churches of America was first started in 1899 at San Francisco, California, it had for its object the purpose of the salvation of mankind through spiritual enlightenment and the realization of universal brotherhood and fraternal love as taught by the Lord Buddha, the Enlightened One, 2,500 years ago. そして、まあ、この北米海峡区が始まったというのは、1899年、サンフランシスコにて、そしてその目的は、すべての人間の救い。それは、悟り。または、共に、兄弟性を。宇宙的な兄弟性。みんなが共に温同病、温同行である心は、まあ、釈迦様が2500年昔に説かれた教えだと言いますね。So the purpose of our organization, what are we all about? We're about helping everybody. We're about the realization of universal brotherhood, of friendship and companionship with all people, and following the teachings of the Buddha. して私たちのこういう仏教界のやりがいというのは、すべての人を救って、悟りを目指して、または仏様の御教えを従うんですね。Bishop Uchida goes on to talk a little about the history, how our organization was started by Buddhist priests who came from Japan. He goes on to talk about how our organization is based on the teachings of Buddhism, how we're organized according to the local laws and regulations.そして、まあ、内田総長が、まあ、こういう仏教会がどういうふうに始まった。日本から、総領が来た。そして、こういうアメリカの法律、カリフォルニア州の法律に従って、構成されていると思います。
And then, he has one more statement I'd like to share with you that's, I think, very meaningful.
そして、もう一つに書くことですね。We wish to strongly emphasize that our churches have nothing whatsoever to do with Shintoism, politics, or any imperialistic policy formulated by the Japanese government. Our mission is to elevate the spiritual life, not to dictate politics or policies of any government. We should like to point out that Buddhism is democratic, an ideal long held by the citizens of the United States of America.
そして、内田総長が書くというのは、まあ、私たちの仏教会、教会は、神道と全く無関係な組織です。または、私たちの、は、こういう、まあ、日本の政府の政策とか、政治と全く関係がありません。私たちの、目的は、人々のお心の育ち。を行って、または、こういう仏教というのは民衆的な教えだ。アメリカは民衆的な国でありながら、この仏教は非常にアメリカの国民性にふさわしい教えなんだと言います。
So I think this is a wonderful statement for us to reflect on as we gather this weekend, our Independence Day weekend, when we celebrate the ideals of democracy and this democracy that we live in, that our Buddhist tradition,is very much in keeping with these values of the equality of all people, all beings being equal in the eyes of the Buddha's great compassion, and all lives being precious, each individual person being a cherished person. And these are the values that Bishop Uchida chose to emphasize in expressing what is the Japanese-American community, the Buddhist community, all about. It's about these values of caring for other people, helping others,Following the teachings of the Buddha.
そして、こういう時は内田総長が、まあ、この日本の仏教の団体、教団はどういうものかと、人を共に助け合う。民衆的に御教えを聞きながら、共に暮らす、共に助け合う教えなんだ。
In the years that would follow from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, the country would go further and further, and the whole world would go into...a deeper and darker period of warfare, discrimination, many difficult times faced by the Japanese-American community and faced by all Americans. For when one group is discriminated against, all of us suffer and have difficulties. And at the time, Bishop Uchida had the wisdom and the vision to be a voice speaking to the government, speaking to the leadership, trying to share the Buddha's compassion in this country,And in this world, he wasn't telling people, this is what you have to do. He wasn't trying to issue some orders or, you know, arguing. He was very compassionate. He was very calm and patient, which is the Buddhist way to express the truth, to speak bravely to those in power, but to speak with kindness and a voice that they will turn their ear to listen to. して非常に仏教的にこの仏教のことは良さを表して共に暮らすこと、それからまたどんどんどんどん暗い時代に入っていくんですね。戦争もあったり、いろいろ差別があるんですね。一つの団体が差別されると共にみんなが大変になる、みんなが苦しむというのは仏様の教えですから、それをこういう前向きの目があって、この教えはみんなが共に暮らせる。And he expressed the deep wish of the Buddha that these teachings of wisdom and compassion would be shared throughout the world and that peace would prevail among communities and among countries. そして仏様、親鸞聖人の願いである仏法が広めて、共にみんなが仲良し、安穏に暮らせる心を表しました。So as we gather here today to reflect on the history of our organization, reflect on this Sangha, I choose to express my deep gratitude to Bishop Uchida, to Mrs. Fukumoto, and to all those who have guided our Sangha so that these wonderful values of the Buddhist tradition can have continued to thrive here in this country and in our community. 私は今日、内田幸雄総長をはじめ、福本さんをはじめて、この長年、ここに仏教の教えが広めて私たちのこういうコミュニティが安穏になる歴代総長と共にのご門徒さんを感謝を表したいと思います。
I'll conclude by once again reading these words of 親鸞聖人 in English translation and his original Japanese writings。
で最後に親鸞聖人のお言葉をもう一回頂戴して終わりたいと思います。
May there be peace in the world, and may the Buddha's teaching spread.
世の中安穏なれ、仏法広まれと、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ。